Nnyo baana ba Katonda, musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu? Obulamu buli butya? Sibunabakakasibwa. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Obulamu buli butya?
How is your lives?
Bulamu bulungi?
Is life good?
Mukama mulungi?
Is God good?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God
for the good
time still is added us.
I know
every time he buys us season and times.
And he doesn't
want any of us get destroyed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We also
thank him for that as we already thank.
You don't want
to hold the carrot of not thanking.
For
the Holy Spirit spoke, he said
that
they will not be giving thanks.
People
of the last day.
And
they don't give thanks.
You know that
at times you've not been thanking.
You
know, in eras back,
you
got a way of thanking.
For you
got things with much strength.
You were
with much fastings.
Prayers
which are continuous.
Many
seasons to get what you get.
Remember
what you passed through and you thanked.
But
just rains food now and you correct.
You are
on the manna.
You
even forget to thank.
Now
you see miracles just keep falling.
They are
always
there. And
thanks is always hard for you.
Another
thanks God, demons almost strangle them.
And they
have left them for a week.
But you've spent
like a year and a half now.
They
no more strangle you.
You're
always in a good vision.
Even when you
got visions of warfare, you overcome
there. But
you have no way to thank for that.
Let's
not hold the character of not thanking.
But thank
God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
For the time
always he adds us under the sun. Not only us,
but even
our brethren all over the world.
And those
who are there today.
Those
who have just arrived. The young
children.
Even those coming.
We bought
us time the Lord.
And we
don't thank for only
us, but even
those who just arrived
and
they have arrived on the planet Earth, others of
month,
others of weeks.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They are
right on the planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Them too are in the season of bearing, being patient.
The
patience of God.
You know,
when Bible explains in the era of Noah,
and it says
that God bared them for some time.
But they
didn't consider the patience of God.
But we don't
want to appear like them.
We
want to value the patience God has given
us. And we use
well the seasons and times.
And we
do his motive
of making
all nations disciples.
And we
teach them all he commanded us.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. We are
still in our journey of heaven.
The journey
of salvation.
It's
my journey and your
journey. It's
the journey of those who live before us,
even
us living now,
even
those going to be coming,
to
reaching the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We are
still moving on with things in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
It's
a great gathering of the angels
and
the saints of God.
We've
taken time to see things in this city.
Mostly
when we reach the seven groups of angels
and
their works.
We
have seen many things. Right now we see the seven seals of the seven spirits and the seven groups of angels. But in the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, the angels of the chains, angel of death and hell, whom we saw they had authority over sickness, or to kill with sickness, and the sword, and the beast of the field, together with the famine. We saw that there are sicknesses of angel of death, and they also work within hell. But we moved on to separate them from the sickness of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw the sickness of the devils and the way they are healed. After causing the bind of evil spirits, because he said in the Matthew 12 verses 29, you can't enter a strong man's house and you destroy his works except you first captured and bound him.
Now
we saw healings of sickness of the devils, first capture, bind the evil spirits, we work with angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we finished that, and we reached on the four ways
which
the Holy Spirit heals sicknesses of the devils, those of body weakness.
Almost.
And we are almost winding up those ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we saw the first way, and the Holy Spirit research of all sicknesses and even to heal them, and he works with the angels. That way we finished it. And we saw the second way, and the Holy Spirit flows as the living waters and as the blood of Jesus, washing and to healing all sicknesses, those of the devils and the body weakness.
Then
and we saw the third way, the Holy Spirit, and it flows as the consuming fire, burn the powers of darkness and the sicknesses of the devils.
In
that too we saw angels involved in it. Then the fourth way we end with, which the Holy Spirit passes, heals sicknesses of the devils and of the body weakness. And we saw the Holy Spirit flow as anointing oil to block the wounds and to heal sicknesses of the devils and of body weakness. But what we saw of last time, at least,
yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to join in the midst there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The anointing of the devils, which cannot heal sickness. And Satan chases Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The anointing of Satan, the anointing of evil, which cannot heal sickness, but only to push it on the spirit. And the devil's just Satan chasing Satan.
That
aspect is good that you get to understand it from this point. In the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, the angels of the chains and the death and hell. Praise Jesus so much. There is the anointing of the Satan, the anointing of evil.
You
can't heal sickness, neither they
want,
but only to push it to the human spirit. And Satan chases Satan to make business or drama in the people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know there is a drama in the world, and Satan chases Satan. When they get the anointing of the Satan right from under the ocean, this is the anointing many times which itches on people. It smells badly.
nogena mukunganire elimu
and you go in a certain synagogue
abakuga amafuta gago gatambula
and until the anointing is moving
obane baga kusiga
or they put it on you
nogwa muna amagezi
and you cease to hold understanding
obano ufuka network ayemizimu
or become a network of demons.
And
anytime you are,
you hear
funny smellings around.
As if
you hear people smoke pipes.
Or you
feel as if they are pointing in your head.
As if they
pierce
your head.
Sometimes you disappear.
You reach
a point and you're almost not present in your
body. People, they put
much on anointing of the devils, they appear like that.
They
have wounds on their spirits. And they always finish. Yet they eat. They feel sorrow. Yet there is joy. Unto the others.
For
they didn't get healed.
Now we speak
of the anointing of evil,
the
anointing of the devils.
He never heals
wounds but to push them on the spirit.
And
Satan chases Satan.
Yes, praise
Jesus
Christ.
This anointing,
they
get it from under the ocean.
Kukuva kusosi ya Lucifer
right wali. From source of Lucifer
ne batabika tabika mu olive oil
and they come mix it on the olive oil of the world
ne bamuita anointment
and they call it anointing
yuba anointing oil
anointing oil
kale ne bali okabasige mitwe
and now they put on your head.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Till
got in mind you no more hold
pakango sanity. Network ya mizimu
till you are a network of demons. At times don't sleep in your bed when you sleep down.
You
get up, you see yourself in the water moving down there.
Or
in the mountains.
Or
in a meeting you don't know of.
You
find yourself in a meeting.
And there
are means you don't know of.
They
speak tongues you don't know of. Yet they say you are their ambassador.
And you don't
know when that word began.
So
but when you begin in Ezekiel,
Ezekiel
27, from verse
1
to 5, people indeed go under the ocean. And right here there is the base of Lucifer. And Jezebel. Together with the fallen angels. Right here they gathered what they called anointing oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Or the olive oil.
But
this time it was all changed. And they filled it the powers of darkness. Now you don't just go to any place. And they smear you with oil to be healed. They can take away the vision of God from you and attach on you their own vision. They can make you a habitation of demons. And they smear you with oil anointing as they call it. They can make you an ambassador
of
the demons, the transporter of demons. And smear you with that anointing oil.
And
you get to be careful. And they pray with that anointing oil. You feel like things moving, itching on your bodies. Things which are not clear. Now let's read here and we see.
Ezekiel 27
from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama nekinjigira nate nga kyogera nti olunyolo okubiri nti nawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira Tuulo. Olunyolo okusatu ogambe Tuulo nti aigwe atuula wayingirirwa mu nyanja omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tuulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Olunyolo okuna ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo. Olunyolo okutaano embaawo zo zonna bazijja mu miberozi egiva ku Seniri bajje emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Yes, you have
praise
bring.
Jesus much.
Abantu kitufu bayingira mu nyanja.
Indeed, people go under the ocean.
Okusinira ku Ezekiel 27.
According to Ezekiel 27.
Nyolisoka paka orokutano.
From verses 1 unto 5.
Eranga emu kunyanje enkuru zibayingiramu.
One of the main oceans they enter in.
Ezakulibwangamu obusubuzi bw'amafutane
ebintu ebirala. Where they made merchants of oil and other things.
Yes, ye bazibwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
Ye Atlantic Ocean.
It's the Atlantic Ocean.
Erimu omurongoti.
Where there is that mast.
When you
go past there when it has come out of that zone and it's near on the top of water, whether it's an aeroplane, whether a ship, they have to capture it, get down under the ocean.
And
that's where there's a place called Bermuda Triangle. That's where that mast is. And the base of Satan
is
right there of the world, the major big base. Right now Jezebel sits in that throne. Together with fallen angels they call aliens. They gather in that place. Many nations and many people, they go in that place. There are false pastors and false prophets and the false evangelists, the evangelists and apostles who go in that place. Others get what they call anointing oil, yet it's anointing of evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And they usually
go buy olive oil on the world and they pour in their own oil. Oh, they can pray. And they say going to feel anointing oil. But you feel like caterpillars are moving on you. Or you feel a fire. Or you feel a funny smell. And the Holy Spirit is there. They always call him Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Business did from ancient days under the ocean involved even buying olive oil
in
different form of oil.
But
as I speak of now, those who go there, that's why they sell them to
you.
You take their private human parts. You don't take them when you get a whole human being. You cut them off a human being. Praise Jesus.
Go
to give there a human being.
And
person is seated like in that synagogue, but you gave their parts under the ocean. And things are always using them. The demons.
But
if you speak that to that false prophet, they tell you got married to Christ. That is Jesus.
So he
tries to avoid you.
Ezekiel
27, verses 17, he says this.
Ezekiel 27, verse
17.
Yuda nensi ya Israeli, baba anga basubu zibo, bawa anga yorobu zibo engano, eye minisi, nebi akalosa, nomu bisigwe njuchi, na mafuta nemvumbo.
Let us read in English.
There is
what we've not heard in the beginning. Now Israel itself
was
responsible over that oil,
or
the olive oil.
Yet
they reached a point and some had gotten corrupted and they went, did business with Lucifer under the ocean and got that much olive oil. I think you
olives.
See olives. That one in Uganda, I've not heard it.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Now they sold the Lucifer under the ocean. And Jezebel with fallen angels. And they filled in them powers of darkness. Now
there are
pastors, apostles who are false, who deceive us. That they traveled to Israel to get the anointing oil of God. That others went to the mountains.
Mountain,
like the olive mountain. That they went to get oil. Yet they went under the ocean.
Kati amafuta ago.
Now that oil
it
never healed the sicknesses.
Ovulaga sindike ndwadde ku moyo gwo.
Pushes the sickness on your spirit.
Satan yabago ba
Satan. Satan is chasing Satan then.
Ngabakola deal.
And they are up to a deal.
Kaba tusomere mu luzungu obuli.
Let's read in English we hear.
Ezekiel chapter 27 verse 17.
Ezekiel abiri musanvu lunyirwa 10 na musanvu.
Judah and the land of Israel, they were your merchants. They traded in your market, wheat from Minith, and olives and honey and oil and balm.
Those
are what they purchased among themselves.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. The land which was responsible on the anointing oil. Those days they sold it under the ocean. Now today, there are those who go pick it from there, the false prophets. And that's why you see the fight march. Pick that the Holy Spirit.
There is
anointing I hear.
Pulira
I hear anointing.
Gago.
It's coming.
Touch.
Passing.
And
you feel the weepings in people. You feel something as if it's smelling. It's not clear. Some of you feel you are faint. You feel struggling. It comes on your nose. But you don't breathe well. What comes you fall down? You begin to struggle from the ground. Now the healing of anointing of Satan, of the curse, the anointing of evil doesn't take away wounds. It pushes them to the spirit.
Then
you will check out of your body, check out very sick, and your spirit is filled of wounds and it's all rotten and it's filled of rot.
They deal
Satan and Satan make.
Ne bagoba Satan.
And they chase Satan.
Ne bakora business.
And they're making business.
Era bakimanyi tuyinza tutyo kuwonya abantu.
And you know how can we heal people?
Teri kuwonya.
There's no healing.
Kuwongere kubalwaza naye tulwaze emyoyo.
Make them more sick, but let's cause sickness on the spirits.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Abasajja bano.
These men.
Abadilinga mukufuna amafuta ga basitani.
Deal in getting the anointing of the devils.
Amafuta ga ekibi.
The anointing of evil.
Bagena maso batu nokubanga bawaye bitundundu ebyemibiri ebyenjawulo.
Move on to give their different human body parts in exchange.
Iraba mbawaye embuzi nebira.
Others give goats and the rest.
Yagala kulaba anu olunyiri oluba wera yebitundu byekyaba.
Ezekiel sura ya 27 olunyolwe 13.
Ezekiel 27 verse 13.
Yavani, Tubali, Nemesechi, bebali abasubuzibo, bawangaye mibiri gy'abantu, n'ebitundu ebyebikomo olw'obuguzibo.
Mulimu awo waye mibiri bitundu by'abantu.
Different body parts of people there.
Kakati ekizibu kyatuuka wano we wate.
Problem came right here. People fail to access anointing flow in the Holy Spirit. And things fail. Failing the Holy Spirit and the righteousness. Now when they failed,
they
met messengers of Satan moving this world. And they told them anointing is there.
But
you must have things you give in exchange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Some
of you in synagogues and in churches, we made you big offerings to give out. You may be in there even seated.
But
one of your parts, they gave it out.
When
the head was given out, you have it, but almost you don't have it. As you're there, you feel things access your head. You feel something. Get on your back.
Give
it to my back, the devils, to be on it.
Only
they give a private part there.
Then
the demons just use you. Others fall in the synagogue as they fall on the floor. And the pastor prayed for them. And they fall on the floor, demons are using them.
You
begin to see them, begin to smell.
These
flies come on them. Have you ever seen that? Others, if they are men, and they give them to sodomize them, they
pray for them
and they fall down like that, and they are groaning from the floor.
Why are they groaning?
You know, when it was the John of heaven, there are things I saw. And the pastors prayed for that person, they have fallen flat. But demons are sodomizing them. They are groaning on the floor. As if they are on the marital dining. As a soul, they are on their breasts, they are breastfeeding. Others, you got corrupted even.
But
they told you married to Christ. Demons come, you even know their time they arrive. They come clothing the image of Christ. And they tell you, let's go.
Now in order,
you do your life flat. Even others corrupted their marriage.
No, they
don't even marry, neither get married. The problem is around. There is an anointing of evil. The anointing of the devil. Never healed wounds at all. But to push it on your spirit. The reason why people may be put upon that oil.
Then
they move on to look very funny. Even to slim their
heads.
Even to get foolish. You find them walking, speaking to themselves. And they're speaking.
Jesus. Fire.
Jesus. When you go back this year, you more, and they pour on your oil more. And they love much to pray for you.
Come,
we pray for you, be filled of oil, anointing. I want to tap what is on me.
Yet
what is on him? He himself, it affected him badly.
If
the man sodomized him long time.
If woman
used him every
precious. Now,
you two, he tells you, come, I pray what's on me to clothe you. Now the anointing of evil, or the anointing of the devils, never heal sickness, it pushes it to the spirit.
When
Satan makes business,
and
Satan chases Satan,
there
is no healing which is real. But it's just to play on us. It's magic involved. They deceive you are healed. Yet they have pushed the wound on your spirit. And this oil, they get it from under the ocean. Now the selling of the spirit
and
the selling of human body parts. These days they don't even cut some of them physical. The way of the devils is this. If you've cut them off, take them to them. You are on a very high level. But when they come for them themselves, they lower your levels. Let me tell you how it happens. If you enter things of the devil, and they tell you, give out your son,
they tell you,
cut off their head, the wealth is rich.
Much.
If we come drink blood from them ourselves, you give us two children. If you cut them the head yourself, when we come for them ourselves, give us two children. Now it's the drama evolved. It's
the
reason why when they reach there, no healing which is free. If you know what they have passed through.
akuwonye ali mu Burumi,
he heals you in pain,
na mafuta akawonye akafunye mu Burumi,
not in healing, he got it in pain,
mbugwa akuwonyeze bwerere,
that he heals you freely. No, even real healing. But as you're going to hear, they push the wounds on your spirit. The reason why people prayed in those ways of the devils, they got healed, but they keep on finishing.
Don't
you wonder?
I
thought they got healed, and they are just finishing. Something smelly, where is it?
And
most people dream.
And
they pray for them, but anytime they dream they are very sick. And the spirit is crying. You
did
get healed, they did something to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These ones sell human spirits. Even sell body parts. Mostly the private parts. They love them so much. They get exchange them for anointing oil. They come heal sickness, yet they push it to the human spirit. When you look to Ezekiel 13, that oil is of witchcraft and charms. And they can tell you how to smear yourself with this oil at this specific time. And it has a specific day. This day there is a day of smearing anointing oil on people. It is attached upon different funny conditions.
Today there is a special anointment. Special anointing.
And you wonder, what is that special anointing? The one you brought yesterday was a normal anointing. They are attached to words,
but you
don't know why he tells you the special anointing. What he did, he has sodomized perhaps 4 or 5 people for that, and they anointed him.
And
you feel as if they pull your jaw, things which come from him. Who are
false
prophets and apostles?
They
all begin to shiver. As if hair is leaving your heads. Look at you like that. Your face is getting disfigured.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. You know those things. Most of us never first understood them.
We
went thinking anointing.
Ezekiel 13,
Ezekiel 13,
verses 18.
Ezekiel 13, verse 18.
Oyogere nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti zibasanze abakazi abatungira ebyobulogo mu nkokola zonna era abakolera ebiwero emitwe gy'abantu buli kigera okuyigga obulamu
baagala nnyo siga naddala omutwe ogwo bayinza ogusiga
mostly that head they can fly
paka nga guliko ekiwero ekitakyobutamanya
has a veil of ignorance on it.
Bamanyi okusiga nga basiga mutwe.
They anointed the head.
N'akwatako ne
wano. And they touch with the eyes like this.
N'asaba wennimi.
And they pray tongues.
And they pray tongues. That
you don't see spiritual again.
N'asokora amatu.
And they get the ears.
And praise
tongues.
Aziba amatu ago tadangamo kulira okuveri katoro.
Block the children here from God again.
Uvamu wenaba kusize siza mafuta.
Come out, they have smeared you with oil.
Uvanga yosanyuse.
Come out happy.
Bampise mubanji.
They have called me among the men
and
they have anointed me.
Yet
they have already messed you up.
And
when they fell on sickness, they pushed them on the spirits. The day you will prove that is the day you will check from that body. You know, a false prophet makes a miracle, and it's a half miracle.
Yet
you cannot realize that.
Katulabe.
Ezekiel 13:18. Oyogere nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti zibasanze abakazi abatungira ebiwero ebyobulogo ku nkokola zonna era abakolera ebiwero emitwe gy'abantu buli kigera okuyiga obulamu muliyiga obulamu bw'abantu bange ne muwonya mwekka obulamu bwammwe okufa olw'19 era mwavumisa mu bantu bange olw'embatu eza seyiri n'olw'ebitole by'emigaati okutta obulamu obutagwana kufa n'okuwonya obulamu okufa obutagwana kuba bulamu nga mulimba abantu bange abawulira ebyobulimba olunyolwabiri Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti laba ndi mulabe w'abaloga abo ndi mulabe w'abigugu byammwe bye muyigisa obulamu oyo kububuubuusa era ndibusika okubujja ku mikono gyammwe era ndita obulamu obulamu bwo bwe muyigga okububuubuusa era ndita obulamu obwo bwe muyigga okububuusa
babuyigga nga binyonyi.
They ensnare you as birds.
Yesu yabazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga lubatu lwa silver.
But they give them palms of silver.
Nibasiba nga bayigga emyoyo mu kiro kyonna.
And they keep haunting spirits in the entire night.
Bakuteekako akabonero k'amafuta gaabwe.
Put upon you the sign of the anointing oil.
Ekiro kyonna ne banoonya omwoyo.
And the entire night look for your spirit.
Balyoke bagutonde wansi mu nyanja.
And they will sell it under the ocean.
Usubira obera mu kunganiro nga bakutunda.
You can be at the synagogue and they sold you long time.
Nga bobera mwana muwala.
And if you are a girl child.
Pastor ni bwakoyisa tosobola kuogera.
Though the pastor uses you, you cannot speak it out.
Nze mundekere pastor.
Be my pastor.
Nga wayono ne kanda bakutunda.
Corrupted, they sold you long time.
Ne bitundu ne babitunda.
Even your parts were sold.
Ira banje kumwe bakozesezi.
Many of you, they have used you out there.
Banje kumwe basiyaze
ne batumswade no ko. But you can't even speak of it.
But if
you, the pastor, drew close and anointed you with anointing oil. If he didn't pray you the anointing, he put upon you
directly.
You see him in the dream pouring oil on you. That one, though he commits something evil on you, you don't speak it. Most of you don't speak. They are out there. And they are silent. Me, I'm
wife.
And the Lord alone knows of it.
He knows
of it in a good way. Or in a wrong way.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. You know, when God says in Isaiah,
these
people have wounds on their spirits. And they have never been put upon oil. Most of them we saw as if they had put anointing oil on them. But it wasn't real anointing oil of the curse, that of Satan, that which spreads the body.
When
you all get filled of a curse onto their spirit. And you retain wounds on your spirit. And you think they prayed for you, you got healed.
Let's
read in Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 5.
Ekibagaza ky'okukubibwa nate, n'okweyongera, ne mweyongera okujeema. Omutwe gwonna gulwadde, n'omutima gwonna guzirise. Olunyolo omukaaga. Okuva munda w'ekigere okutuka ku mutwe temuli mu bulamu wabula ebiwundu n'okuzimba n'amabwa amavundu tebibunizibwanga so tebisibibwanga so tebiteekebwanga mu mafuta.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndi agenda tunulira ku mitwe gyaffe.
As he looks on our heads,
ejomwoyo,
the spiritual head,
ne mu bugere bwonna,
even all the feet,
nga wa ovunze
bwonna, and you've wrought Right from the head, entire body, even in your feet.
No one
ever put upon you oil to block wounds. When we read
over,
when we start of the Holy Spirit flows as anointed oil
to
block the wounds and heal them.
When
preaches anointing oil of the devils,
there
is no blocking wounds,
but
to get more rotten.
The prophet
prays for you,
see him, he
pushes it to the wound and he falls himself down.
Pushing
the wound to get from the body of flesh,
he
pushes on the spirit to the spirits. Put it on the spirit.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus much. The wounds. God looks and you've never gotten healed. And you thought a prophet healed you. Yet he was a false prophet. You know, there is this
Simon
who amazed the entire nation. Yet he was a sorcerer. He bewitches you of
his sickness.
Bewitches you of his, he deceives you of healing, pushing it on the spirit. People thought perhaps the anointing of God is moving.
For
to have the most powerful power. And
let's
say this man has the power of God.
But
he himself is the great power of God. You know what he did? You know, you came and you had a wound. And he make it disappear.
And
pushes through magic into your spirit. And the way of anointing of magic.
Of
the curse of the devils. It's of magic. It's like making someone as if he's healed, yet they are not healed. If you dare refuse to offer their giving, the wound will be restored on you. And they bring it back. If they heal you and you see what has healed you, you may see fingers come from him as he prays for you. And the long fingers. And he tells you, you're healed, but don't speak what you see. If you speak it, you'll block that mouth and get sick as you've been. That's why not many come out to testify that he got healed. Remember the way you got healed.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Things are not easy.
But
there is the anointing of the devil, the anointing of evil. Doesn't heal the sickness but push it on your spirit. It involves Satan chasing Satan. And they are making a deal. Let's look at Simon in the Acts. This is real magic sorcery.
And
we feel the way of anointing oil. Lighting candles. And I tell you, light three candles. Put them there, begin to pray as you smear with yourself with anointing oil. Or put it in the water and bath with it. You do funny things to yourself. You've gone to go to bath. Husband find you move with a bottle in the bathroom. Pour oil in the bathroom, in the basin. Let it work. I have to get a blessing. Woman, you began witchcraft. This prayer pastor spoke of it. Even the do mad things to yourself.
That
you spear yourself in your privacy. That the man will begin to be pleased of you. Yet when you
demon
begin to use you, Praise Jesus.
You
know you love anointing. That's why you pour your head. Some of you have met all of these problems. The pastor pours oil on you, begins to visit in dreams.
It's
your husband now. Let us see Simon. Acts chapter 8 from verse
9. Simoni eyakolanga eddogo edda mu kibuga omwo naawuniikirizanga eggwanga lye Samaria ng'agamba nti ye mukulu.
Yagambanga naye ssebo nga toyinza manya nti ali mu ddogo.
Yet you could not know he was in sorcery. And which
yalina amazike ge yagabanga.
That is what I used to give.
N'amafuta.
Even anointing oil.
And he said,
God, do this and this with it.
You're
going to see something different.
You
will see me in the night we communicate.
The
pastor, it's you who is going to come. If I don't open with you pass, don't mind where I will pass. You will see me. The anointing I've given you is powerful.
Yet, demons
are going to clothe this image to appear to you.
That Yesimoni baru uzangarina manjiga kati.
Simon, they thought he had the power of
amafuta.
God.
Amafuta, the anointing. Amafuta,
mine of anointing.
Bikuwa watu mesula ya mnana orinyole kumi.
Acts chapter 8 verses 10.
Nebauni kilidangaboka okuva kumuto okutuka kumukuru. Ngabaga ambanti omuntu ono. Gemanyiga katonda gaitibwa amanji.
Hii ni bagambo omuntu ono.
And they say this man.
Tachi alina bubezi manyiga
katonda. No holds power of God.
Wobula kati yege ni gema.
He himself is the power.
Kubanga yakuyitanga ko.
For he used to pass by you.
No uliyanga.
And you feel your joy is being pushed to follow him.
Onango
oka. And you all shiver like that.
Abaita munga akora
bwa. Passes through when he's doing like that. You fall as he sweeps. And they
see
the power of God. And they feel anointing each day.
You know, when you feel the caterpillars,
will there be sign?
That is the Holy Ghost.
When you feel the
caterpillars scratching,
now they will tell us when the spirit is coming.
You
see your finger is beginning to play like that. These are not demons.
Sometimes
you are there like that.
Yambaro. Yingiro moyo.
Enter. Enter. And like that. You felt your thighs play, beat each other, knock. And you're knocking the thighs.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
When you feel the caterpillars,
now, what did they be sign?
That's not the Holy Spirit.
That's
the Holy Ghost. No, and the Holy Ghost is the same as the Holy Spirit.
And is angered over that. Why are you angered?
The Holy Ghost is now going to move like a rick twist. When you feel a rick twist, that's the Holy Ghost power.
You know you have a problem then.
Yes, you have a
praise wedding. Jesus much. Now, not many children of God get healed.
Because of
anointing which is not right, which is in this world.
The
anointing of evil.
The
anointing of the devils.
Yes, you have a
praise wedding. Jesus much.
Simon
and is a sorcerer. A prophet was a sorcerer, he had anointing. In the Acts 13. Acts 13 from verse 6.
Bwe bayita ku kizinga kyonna okutuuka e Pafo, ne balaba omuntu omulogo, nabbi ow'obulimba Omuyudaya erinya lye Balisa. Olwomusanvu eyali awamu n'owessaza omuruumi Serugiyo Paulo omuntu w'amagezi oyo n'ayita Barunabba ne Saulo n'ayagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda naye Eruma omulogo kubanga erinnya lye bwe livuunulwa.
Even some of you have names which mean the exact of what they speak.
Ebagamba kakande ngomanya wa mu abira ali mu kasiko jya samirira.
Kakande, you know, is in the bush where he worships devils there.
Bikola batume sura ya 13 olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Acts 13 verses 8.
Naye Eruma omulogo kubanga erinnya lye bwe livuunulwa na wakana nabo ngayagala okukyamya owessaza mu kukkiriza. Olw'omwenda naye Saulo era ye Paulo bwe yajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu bwe yamwekaliriza amaaso. Olunya olw'ekumi n'agamba nti gwe ajjudde obukusa bwonna n'okukola obubi kwonna omwana wa Sitaani omulabe w'obutuukirivu bwonna tolireka kukyamya amakubo ga Mukama waffe amagolokofu.
Olidde.
Have you heard a prophet yet a sorcerer? He had become a son of Lucifer. Even anointing of evil. It filled him.
Yet
was near the island on the sea. Now there are people. Those who are at the island. I think you know them. And another is called the brother. He built near the lake that he can enter and access there easily. Those who became sons of evil and they have anointing of evil and no more go for it even, but they even made rooms in which evil spirits reside. Some of them even put seats.
They
the seat of God. No one should ever sit in it. Now when he is coming,
Papa.
And they say, Papa is arriving.
He's arrived.
Is it anointing? And there.
Umanye chindu chima ite chikori mwa chintu
chizivu.
Something
they call a curse is nothing very hard.
Ani yari yari kuchikori.
Who has ever seen of a curse? Who has ever seen a curse?
Umanye chindu chima ite chikori mwa
chintu chizivu. Many times you say, I have a curse.
Chuba chifano na
chintu. How does it appear?
Kana ani yari yari kuchipari.
Who has ever seen of... It's another level of a curse. You may reach a place. Someone say you smell.
Talk
from here you smell.
Uyinza okubanga obadde kawala kavubuka.
Maybe you've been a teenager.
Mubadde mu dating anu munaka.
You've been dating with someone.
Bulijjo simanyi nti wakadde warabenkanyanya.
I didn't know you all see wrinkles on yourself.
Ikikuli mu kiyini engeri gikikola. Yesu nga lwaki abaana ba Sitaani abalina amafuta
ga.
Baba bakuyita. Owulira ebisiko ebusu. Kikunona mu busu.
Pulls yourself. Praise for you, you feel problem. You post-stretch yourself.
What
form of oil is this? How comes it's painful?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now what they call the curse. You may get old in one day before someone's eyes. As they see you normal, but they see you're not normal. You are very old. Sister, you even have gray hair. And the head is filled
with
hair. Look at this old woman. Who bewitched me to see you even?
Many girls
in synagogues with the anointing of the devils, they don't get married. They don't get
married.
They seem all
everyone
proposing to them, they hate them.
At
times they smell funny smells that they prayed for them. You know, they call you out there in
singles
overnight and they dedicate all of you. They even give you clothing. You clothe red. This is color of the other men. Demons of the ocean.
You are there.
Don't get old. Even men don't marry. Every time they anoint of marriage and to get married.
When you
came
here,
you marry. What's
happening?
But God delivered you.
Wakiri, bakufukanga mafuta wakiri no mera ekikolimo ky'olugezigezi.
At least they anointed you and you grew a curse of wisecking.
Nakajanja.
And being arrogant. Find the girls out there. And
they
all not settled.
Speak
Uganda and English.
You know, Omanyi.
You know, Omanyi.
Something is. What
is wrong with you? Others are corrupted. Now, when they propose to them, they still with the boy they speak.
Sister,
I have something to say to you.
Sister Adam, you know everything. God cares. Rapa ya makara sapara basa.
And they go in tanks. And they see how you propose to them in tongues. Some of you thought they marry you even. When you
go
married or dining, you begin to speak your tongues.
The spirit
has come, you speak tongues. And the man wonders.
They used to be busy.
That's why today's marriages don't stand.
Wrong things upon you.
Come back, you find some of you are anointed and grace. The grace of sleeping on the floor, not in the bed with a man.
You
know, people got corrupted in those things. Anointing of the devils of the
cast.
That things twisted upside down. Don't consider season and time.
If
you have no time to think,
he's
not even asking.
waluru hafuna amafuta
munga
za kusoma Bible ninga vya soma tabitege
that is for reading the Bible mori. Yet they don't understand what they read, they are turning pages.
Ebi ebintu mwatandika mafuta gachi mafuta gachi mafuta gachi no mayo noneka bonone mafuta gaba sitani sigabwa katono
that anointing of Satan not of God.
Another
has the financial anointing. He's a business merchant of Jezebel.
You know,
when Satan was still a cherubim, he had been anointed. But when he got cast, all the
anointing
was filled with a cast.
Do
things not on the rightful track. You may be seated there.
But
you pour on your anointing of hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
And you shout hallelujah.
Abanange.
And people wonder.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Things
of church had confused me long time.
We are
about to sing on
the the song
that the things of the church. Everyone is in own.
Things
of church are amazing. Another anointing of shouting hallelujah. And
they
stand in the midst of studying like here. Another thing is a prayer. We are standing and they stand up. They are praying their tongues. They are moving around. They look at you. And you wonder.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus' mind. But they feel they're not well. Anointing is too much on them. I cannot stop the anointing. I cannot. Let's read Ezekiel 28. It's true that I had been anointed. But when his anointing got cast, today what he gives is not gold. Anointing we told you doesn't take away wounds, but pushes them on your spirit. On the day you will check from this body,
you
know you get a miracle for the false prophet. You didn't get healed. You didn't take a curse from your
own.
You pushed it on your spirit.
Ezekiel 28
from verses 11.
Era nate chigambo kya mukama ne chingijira ngachogera olinyole 12 nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungu bagira kabaka wetulo omugambe nti bwati wayogera mukama katonda nti osaka bonero ku butukirivu ngojudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Olw'13 wali mu Edeni olusuku lwa Katonda, buli jjinja ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako: sadiyo, topazi, n'alimansi, berulo, sokamu, ne yasepi, safiro, ejjinja erya nawandagala ne kaabunkuulo ne zaabu. Emirimu gy'ebitaasa gyo n'ejenderezo gyali mu ggwe gyategekebwa ku lunaku lwe watonderwa.
Yali mu lusuku lwa Katonda Eden.
He was in the garden of God Eden.
Ndowooza mujjukira mu lubiribiri sura y'okusatu.
Remember him in Genesis 3.
Bwe yalumba omuntu mu lusuku.
When he attacked man in the garden.
Sitani kenyini.
Satan himself.
Naye mu lunyiri lw'14 bagamba.
In verse 14 they say.
Kino kye kiriwo buliza.
This is what happened.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Ezekiel 28 verse 14.
Wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear of very well.
Yali kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Eyafukibwako amafuta.
He had been anointed.
Kati olwaleero.
Now today.
Amafuta gali getwasomyeko mu Ezekiel
27. Anointing we started off in Ezekiel 27.
Onyulwe 13.
Verse 13.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
What
they and they put under the ocean.
Satan
put
he had.
That's spoken in Ezekiel 28:14. That was an anointed cherubim. But that anointing was filled of a curse. Now these ones is what they go to collect there. Fallen angels they work with, which is demons. A demon. Them to move with it. And when they appear, you present, you feel the itchings.
Ezekiel 28:14. Nobera kulisozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambule luine lui wakati mu mainja agomuliro. Olunyole 15. Walingo otukiride makubo go kuva kuluna kule watonderwa. Okutusa obutali butukirivu wala bikamugwe.
Yalinga atukiride
musoka. Blameless in all his ways.
Ngayafukibwa kama.
He had been anointed.
Paka lwe yatandika obutali butukirivu.
Till he began the unrighteousness.
Moye.
In him.
Satan taina jiakopa chibi.
Satan didn't have evidence we copped sins from.
Wabule chibi yakikopa moye kenyeni.
Copped sin from himself.
Ye mulimbe era chitaye
wabalimba. He's the deceiver and the father of liars.
Amafuta gona baga kolimira moye.
In him was cursed.
Mukama tiyatawana gamu jaku.
God didn't take it from him.
Yakolimira makolimire.
Just cast it.
Today,
what he gives to false prophets, false apostles, false pastors.
And
so what he put in those,
they
put under the ocean. And they buy the olive oil in the shops. And they mix it. No, they don't mix it.
Nisaba Katonda
wangu. Pray to my God.
You
know a problem has come. Why your God are not our God?
Nisaba Yesu wangu.
I pray to my Jesus.
Anointing amafuta.
Anoint this anointing oil.
Gumanyari ku Yesu we so wa mwego tu on. Uwafu gotu kiriza fena.
But not the one we all believe. Even the anointing he puts in is another. Not the one of the Spirit of God. In the Psalms 109. Satan, when he was cursed, what was oil?
It
became a curse.
Burumi.
Pain.
Chifura ning.
It's twisted upside down. Let's begin from verse 16.
Era yayambala okukolima ng'ekyambalo kye.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear him very well.
Agali amafuta muye.
What was anointing oil in him?
Yayambala mu kikolimo.
He clothed the curse.
Era oli aga. Ekindiko kikwambale.
What's on me, let's clothe you.
Kumbe naye alina gye yakyambalira eri mu nyanja.
He clothed it from under the ocean.
Moyo wa Katonda tayambala
abantu. The Spirit of God doesn't clothe people. Yes.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
this is that
even Tunga because
is there and you feel things tying you.
You
feel like a dirty cloth tying you up.
The Holy Ghost is flowing.
Good tumbler.
You feel it is not good. Kanisa.
Church.
Aha,
you fell on a problem.
All
those came from much ignorance.
Pastor
told you I'm going to pray for you the anointing of laughter. The spirit of laughter.
And
began to laugh.
You have
no control, you're just laughing.
You
were not able to differentiate what are these.
Satan.
Clothes it you as a cloth, a curse. there are others who come with them,
and
they are in their coats and clothe the coats and waves it to you like that. waves it.
And
you feel the weepings in the people.
You
think he's unclothed
the magic coat.
He's unclothed the magic coat
of
the curse of the devils, anointing of pain. Those who enter in get mad at a point. Like
Kenneth Copeland,
got mad even.
You
can pray for you and slap you. Are you raising a hand?
Let's hear from you. Praise God, brethren.
Yebazwe mukama.
It's true what the apostle is saying.
Mutume chayogera chitofu.
As I told you that the other bishop.
Ngawe nabagamba nti omulabirizi oli.
Called Samukaseta. Called Samukaseta.
Oyitibwa erinnya eryo lyesiwulidde.
Samukaseta.
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 Yeah, of Cornerstone Healing Center.
From Cornerstone Healing Center.
He came there to our district.
Yaja mu district yaffe.
He used to get his coat.
Yakwatanga coat ye.
Kuba kubantu.
And he beats it on people.
And they fall down.
Era ne bagwa wansi.
And they knew that they were full of the Holy Spirit.
Era ne baloza nti omoyo mutukuva bajuziddwa.
And when the apostle said that,
era mutume wayogedde kwecho.
I remember that.
Nenzi chukire bisere ebyo.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
You
are filled of demons and powers of
darkness.
When Bible speaks in Proverbs 1, verse 23 says, accept my
word,
I will pour my spirit on you.
It
will draw you to understand my words. God doesn't clothe you his spirit, he pours it on you. One of the signs proving you've been filled of the Spirit, you begin to read his words and you understand them. But you were not having understanding.
He
told you one thing, you're being filled with the Spirit.
You're
being the anointing.
And
times you came with money, put on my feet. You put on feet. Tap the anointing.
Then
you bring plenty of money. After God
tells
you, ask what's on me to clothe you.
Zaburi 119 olinyole 18.
Psalms 109 verse 18.
Era yayambala okukola mange ekyambalo kye ne kuyingira munda ye nga amazzi era nga amafuta mu magumba ge.
You
hear what happened on him?
Kurukutanga amazzi nga nekikoli.
Flows like water in the car.
Nanyana baga moyo uya
kurukuta. The Spirit is flowing.
Ingurira.
How do you feel?
Gano amazzi kibanna.
What form of water is this?
Mpulira.
I feel no way. Uri
nga bimunyana bubi.
Feel smells bad.
Mpaka mu magumba.
To the bones.
Kati naye kyakola.
Now what he does?
Urukuba na yada.
Because it is in pain.
Agamba kambonereze myoyo abasiru bano.
Punish spirits of these pools.
Bawonya basindika eri ebiwundu ku moyo.
You're pushing words on your spirits.
Nemubera makanisa ago.
You are in those churches.
Nani bobo lina sente olinga atali.
Though you have money, you seem like you don't have.
Usura bobi.
You sleep badly.
Ufana na bolara.
You appear funny.
Abamu basingana. Murufu tajinja na kwegulira ngoyi.
Some of them find they cannot even buy clothing for themselves.
Ngayasirana.
And they
mubuli wali ngali na
sente. Physically they seem to have money.
Those
prophets and those false pastors involves those leading religions by anointing of a
curse.
They have mad children in their homes, unproper children, children who are not proper and not normal. If it's not him, it's
or
the leader of intercessors. And they have an unproper child. You thought you got healed of wounds.
Because
of anointing of the devils.
Then
pray to God to heal totally. Time the Holy Spirit flows as anointing oil. Anointing of joy and of peace. Not as caterpillars. Not lighting candles. But instances of different forms. As the ways of religions are. In the Ezekiel chapter 8.
These
prophets get evil spirits right from under the
ocean,
and they work with fallen angels, and they come make the world sick, and they claim to come to heal. And they get some demons moving different animals. Someone say, if you tap what is on me,
Katonda,
you will see my God. You begin to see, and he has a lion in the synagogue. It passes through.
Or
sits in the seat of the pastor. What have I seen? You
sit
and God has left you side to see what is in the seat of the pastor. Ask it to pastor, he tells you
that
the Lord, the Lion of Judah.
God,
Lion of Judah, they have told you is the real lion.
The
other is a name depicting power and strength.
Not
is a lion of our God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's see in Ezekiel. You're going to see business.
These
false prophets and false pastors. And they get anointing of darkness, which cannot even heal sickness, neither to block the wound, but to push it on the spirit. After they work with evil spirits, and they make business,
and
demon is just a demon. And they make drama. And they say some of demons come on the heads, others to chest. Ezekiel chapter 8.
Ezekiel
chapter 8 from verse 3.
Awo nagolole kyalinga omukono nankwata ku muvumbo gw'enviiri ez'okumutwe gwange, omwoyo ne gunsitula wakati w'ensi n'eggulu, ne guntwala e Yerusalemi mu kwolesebwa kwa Katonda eri oluggi olw'omulyango gw'oluggya ogw'omunda ogutunuulira obukiika obwakono awali entebe y'ekifaananyi eky'obuggya ekireeta obuggya. Olunyolookuna, awolaba ekitiibwa kya Katonda wa Isirayiri kyali eyo ng'embalabe yali gye nalabira mu lusenyi. Olwokutaano, awo n'angamba nti, omwana w'omuntu, yimusa amaaso kaakano eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Awo ne nyimusa amaaso gange eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Kale laba, ekifaananyi kino eky'obuggya nga kiri mu mulyango ku luuyi olw'obukiika obwa kkono olw'omulyango ogw'ekyoto. Olw'omukaaga, awo n'angamba nti, omwana w'omuntu, olaba kye bakola, olaba emizi z'emikulu ennyumba ya Isirayiri gye bakolera wano, ndyoke nneesambe wala watukuvu wange. Naye onoolaba nate n'emizi z'emirala emikulu.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bagende wansi mu nyanja.
They go there under the ocean. And they condive with fallen angels, those known as demons. And they give them seats in the crossroads where the people pass. Drag them, bring them those prophets.
Some
given seats to those to the way branching to the ministry.
When
reach that way, you no more hold sanity in you. They put on the doors to the synagogues. They move and take away your understanding. When you sat, those seats, they put other demons sitting in them. And you sit two in the seats. And they told intercessors, pray for them to retain them in the seats. Intercessors pass the chairs. Whoever sits here will not leave this place. You hold them tight.
Bani,
who are you speaking to hold them tight there?
Did I say,
are you present? Did you do such things? Those who are in the shrines, those shrines called churches,
the
Spirit didn't give you what to pray for. It was your pastor.
He gave you
prayer topics and what you'll speak.
Go
pray for all seats.
Go
to the pastor to touch people in the seats.
You
are there, you rent the stall from you.
No, tell
you, go back your seats.
Your
seat, go back, is waiting for you. Close quick.
To
what drives you, don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel 8
verse
7. Awo bwe natunula laba ekituli nga kiri mu kisenge. Olw'omunaana awo n'angamba nti omwana w'omuntu sima nno mu kisenge. Awo bwe namala okusima mu kisenge laba oluggi. Olw'omwenda n'angamba nti yingira olabe emizizo egy'obubi gye bakolera wano. Olunyo lw'ekkumi awo ne nnyingira ne ndaba era laba buli ngeri y'ekyebye walula n'ensolo ez'emizizo n'ebifaananyi byonna eby'ennyumba eya Isirayiri nga bitoneddwa ku kisenge enjuyi zonna.
Olaba,
you see,
wano ku nsi babeerako n'ebifo gye batuula.
On the world they have places they sit,
okugabana amafuta,
to share the anointing.
Era babeerayo ne buli muntu kabonera omwoyo gwe muguna atambulira.
Each one goes with a sign through which his spirit will move.
Ekisolo eky'engeri ez'enjawulo,
an animal of a different form.
Mulimu abalina engeri z'ebigere,
those who have likeness of the frogs.
Mulimu abalina caterpillars,
those who hold caterpillars.
They
try to put there a room of intercessors
where
you
are,
as you pray for what they have commanded you pray for. There is a hand at the back. Praise Jesus. I'm Pastor Godfrey. As it was dawning,
there's
a synagogue I got a vision upon at the side of Undeva. And the code they gave him, I thank God much for that. For what I saw and have arrived, and it's the exact
study.
Now the code they gave him, the buffalo was old and it had been tied in the compound there.
Now
when it saw us, we revealed the aroma of the knowledge of God. But they
had
tied it with a rope and a chain. Physically, the buffalo is strong. Now we pulled off the pole I saw, and the pole got out to the ground. Upon the pole that tied a rope, and they put the chain within the stone. Then I saw it become into a human being, pulled out the stone out, that it can come to harm us. Now where we were, there was a room, and we entered in the room. We locked ourselves in. I saw some people in the place. They came, I told them, your animal is there. But did they even mind? Then I saw a man from somewhere. And he came, injected it like the doctors of them do. And it settled. Not far. Praise Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Church, the things they are in is amazing.
No, we didn't appreciate anointing healing. All Spirit himself is the one made to flow us anointing. And needed upon us anointing oil. Where they get it later, gentlemen, you don't know there. They tell you buy olive oil from the store. And they mix in their oil. And they say, mine which I prayed for, I'm going to mix in yours. If it's in the depth of those things, no one needs to mix oil. He raises it. The
spirits
of magic begins to mix in people's anointing oil. If you take home, you smear yourself. Some of you pour on your food. You get mad. You cease any reasoning to be in you. And they still finish you, but you cannot see it. Those who tell you about it, you see they are evil people. Let's move on in Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 8,
verses 11.
Eranga waimiride mumasoka gabio abasajja nsanvu kubakadabo mu nyumba ya Isiraeli. Ne wakati mubo nga muyimiridde Hazaniya mutabani wa Zafani, buli muntu nga akutte ekyoterezo kye mu mukono gwe, akalosa akekire ekyobubaane ne kanyoka.
They have a
one-world leader, men elders of the church, those you would have trusted. Some of you go in the ocean and they have wrongs. Evil spirits appear in different forms of animals. And they are burned incense with them.
But
the point at which they say,
Now,
Kakati,
the Holy Ghost is going to move. When you see the dark cloud moving, that's the power of the Holy Ghost is now moving.
And people begin to weep. There's a likeness of a cloud.
When
the light spreads on someone's head, and they begin to move on the
place,
sometimes it passes you wonder. I've seen a vision or what? Maybe you two have seen it. Asking each other where you were.
I've
not seen the difference. The cloud has passed here. What happened? Many begin to see it. And they shed tears. They are crying. And they are shedding tears. You know, you see someone. You say, what is this one? You say, Lord. What happened? You came black like that.
As you
come to understand in the service, has finished long time.
Yes, you was
praise you. Jesus much.
So cut funze funze.
Now let's summarize.
Neinga chitufu,
but it's true.
What we got him back.
There is a
positive
drama which has been yours.
Omanyiwe mwaulira ati banabi obuli babalija.
So when you heard false prophets will come.
Era bali kolebya makiru ente byegereze
njo. What different miracles?
Imwabu zabagenda chikola bati.
Ask how they are to do it.
Amani galigati.
How is the power?
Igaitwa amafuta obo moyo kwa Satan.
Anointing of the spirit of Satan.
The
anointing of the curse,
the
anointing of evil,
goes
together with evil spirits.
It
appears in different likeness of animals. And they covenant to make money. According to Acts 16:16,
it
summarizes like two verses remaining. At least you've understood of it.
Acts 16:16.
They love much places.
Demons
which prophesy, which come from the ocean.
They love priests where they pray.
Pray
what you pray, you don't understand it.
But
one small thing, let's raise the prayer to the Lord. What you pray, you don't understand it. Every time, pray.
If
you take time, then you shake your
head.
Demons already in the midst.
Where
they prayed from.
Praying
is not wrong. But those who don't know.
Because
prayers become detestable unto the Lord.
Demons,
the place where they pray from. Cover, you don't understand.
And
they can't make drama. Those who make deals with them,
which
point went to the ocean, they say, you know what?
People in
the world don't understand.
Because
I did understand, you see. Let's make a deal.
Some of
you pass enter the people, others we chase bills.
The business is
businesses they make under the ocean.
And
they come spread them on the village. They first pack them to intercessors.
Come,
you're going to pray for the village. And you come, they pray for one.
You
move the village.
Chiro,
and they die.
We capture them.
They come in the church. And you pray evil to them.
And
they get sick on the day of village. There is a hand here. Praise the Lord, brethren. On that issue, there was a woman, a false prophet. She's at Lugala.
Namutevi.
That woman, when I was in primary four, my mother took me there. But when she prayed,
this
is the form of prayer she prayed. Did you begin to get afraid? Now I asked, and he told me that woman has a lion. If she will work well on you, it's the one you fancy.
In
those days, she was at the tortoise at Mulago.
Mengo,
we were at Lumbuja.
So, aspect
and I had that in my mind. We left Lumbuja. We went to Busega.
And
when we went to Busega, it passed a little time, that woman, and she moved to Lugala. Now, at Lugala, where she went, behind us is where she came. I got time and analyzed that woman. It was one day. I looked at her at the pulpit. I thought, now by then I was secondary. When she came at the pulpit, she
first
lowered like a lion. I came to see after. She began to sweat. And the neck grows big. And there the congregation begins to weep. Another thing I discovered. Every morning, when I woke and was always there early, there was an old man there. That man is an intercessor. When he wakes up in the sitting, he prays things you don't understand. He spreads saliva on himself. All clothes things get wet, but saliva is falling like a mute person. Now, whoever comes, when you don't want to pray, you end up playing that foolishness.
Maybe
when I reached there, I
told
myself, shouting what I don't understand. But I look at that man, and I cease to have understanding. Even others who came. May God bless you.
Mabi,
those
elders have spoken of most Ezekiel 27. They were always on the villages, they don't die. And they are wizards. These days they have been shifted, put in churches. When they discovered it, they began to choose out good girls and boys. And they are one day corrupt, put in those systems.
Acts 16:16.
She got earnings for her master. Plenty of things because of divination. Her master knew what they were using. Even the girl knew of it. That they had their demon, which makes business for them. Yet it was at a place they prayed from. And it had other demons to bewitch this village to get problems. And it waits the chief demon. And the senior demon begins to chase the junior
demon.
The sickness and wounds on the people's skin. What happens is this.
Senior pastor,
if the senior pastor is not
present,
there is no miracles happening. Who is the one who holds that demon, which works miracles, which can chase the other demons. Even if you are in that place many years, no one else appears like him. Give a portion of his demon to another. If he's to plant another,
then
you're going to enter into fasting.
Yet
they are dedicating you to plant demons in your
yourself.
And they tell you I'm going to travel abroad. When
I
come back, you'll be planted in another place. Now he's going to plant you with demons.
So tomorrow,
be planted by funny churches.
Demons
divination and make money. These you say freely, you give and freely give.
See
what when he has this demon on him.
Gives
his sacrifice. It torments him.
That
comes to pray for you freely.
If you see
him, you pay for it. What he has not good and treating him well. They don't differ with the shrines. You have to give a shrine price.
When
fathers will beat you when you're blessed.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Acts 16:17.
You hear demons? The false prophet or pastor
and
he says praise Jesus. You say amen. Whoever
prays
says praise Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God.
God
had a demon.
This man,
they preach us the way of
Jesus. Yes,
is Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Okay.
That finishing is of demons.
And they hold
control. You may be still here.
Then
they outburst in the middle. And they stand up. Why don't you hear the man of God?
Number one, mwoyo mutukufu
otabuse spirit you've gotten this order
tolina order
you have no order
kati lwaki obaluka bwoti
why do you burst out like that
tusobola kuwamu kuchigambo cha magazi nacho
tubulira bwoyo somebody what of wisdom tell it to us
why
do you point at me
daimoni zibera ziragula
demons are
sibonga ziyongeza
and they speak
ate musinze
and now worship
musinze yes
you worship Jesus
yes
Jesus
nga yee
you wonder
e mali disa ya
bizimona
omani te mwabi ulira
nga you did hear and mind that
when nari mugendo bekuruka bikamu tukakodi
everything we quoted and marked
era wo yagala okulira omuzimu ni mali disa je kuogera mu Yesu
the way finishes how to speak Jesus
Jesus
omanya guri ku motoi you know it's on the head
tariye kakwanga uri no bujiji
Jesus
are you there
jemoli
oru abade tariye ya
come is not been present it just come back
guba gumujewo
kakati
bwako mona bwe banaye jemoli
when he comes back he comes back are you there
oh these are not nalinzi
na bulodi bulogendo I saw them wearing the garb of heaven
bibakola byonna
whatever they
think atwa Kristo mdufu ne kanisa
you see the right
question bibakwisa huli mara makanisa
huli
ka code ne kana bakafana kati ya kukogera
no matter how it appears we shall speak of it
goroza proposal msaje lwacha kwisa nyi gamba yudea
why the man uses the word so much
are you there
jemoli
kumbe ya kada kibanyo kumujjawo
na
kataliwa aga asoka kula bakizikiza simenyiwe
bali abi there
atolu mwa baji kwesanga abuza bali mu kibina mwe muri
in the congregation are you present among them
kali natumalie wano
let's finish here
Bikwa watu mesura ya kumina mkaga, olinyole kumina mnana.
Acts 16 verse 18.
Nako langabati ya nako nyingi. Na ye Paulo bayana kuwarenyo. Na achuka na agamba daimoni inti. Nkulagira mlinyali ya Yesu Kristo. Muveko na muvako mtiselecho.
Hati katikuwe gwari kuwa kulebira muna huko sasa.
What was leading them in the prayer?
Na ngugo bomo tupe Paul.
He chased it Apostle Paul.
Ninga mubali kulembeke mwisari ya alikii
prayer.
Naka sata
apaya ya lewa. Praying.
Ngevi mwabili wali.
And the phone.
Mwabula kula. Wait.
You.
Situka.
Stand up.
Oganye. Situka.
Stand up.
Wakeo na ngugulia.
As you felt you're being lifted up. You coming. They are pushing you in the front.
Ati bimwa itange bya magero
so what you call miracles
aba mujja abanyanga mune babukanga nyonyi
muba them stepped in them and they flew like in space
na baita kopaka katuti
pass through the pulpits
imugawi mukama yatambo de bana
Lord moved today
ebintu ebiye ponyeza abasitani
yo of healings of the devils are amazing
biri mwama futaka echi bi
all over not of evil
mfutaka abasitani
not of the devil
muri musitani ogoba sitani
all satan chasing satan
katusembe ni chali kubachilo
let's read this scripture
ya luka 10
luke 11
orunye ole 15
verses 15
luka esura ya 10 orunye ole 15
luke 11
bire dala ku 10 lenya
Luka sura ya 10 nemonyera 14.
Luke 11 from verse 14.
Yalinga goba daimoni omusiru. Awo daimoni bayamuvako kasiru nayogera. Ekibina nebyewu ebibina nebyewunya. Olunyolo 15. Naye abamu ne bagamba nti agoba daimoni kubaze Lubabeli omukuru wa daimoni.
Akati abantu abamu mu Israeli.
Some people in Israel.
Bali bachimanya nti kufuna yo mukuru wa
omuzimu. If you get a senior demon
osoboroko
zipokobote you can chase a junior demon with it
akati katemba abira mu business
daba zeme yoje ne mbi
business of evil spirits.
If you agree,
said you demons are going to make people sick, or you sit in them there.
Are you there?
That's why he asked Jemoli.
Yes,
one
who can
hear him telling him we are among them. When they take him away, and he disappears.
Again,
darkness, he asks, are you also there? Now they realize it that time. People make deals. And they get a senior demon, just a junior demon.
And that
brings a horn with big senior demon, capture a small demon. That's why people using demons, their battling evolved.
Daimon again no kuraba.
Demon sees.
No, no, daimon it didn't know.
It's fighting
with the
other demon. They begin to wrestle each other.
Oh, whatever we knock at all,
the chairs are broken down.
Now,
you they have entered in. It's you in problems. After they finish the battle, and you're brought to the other extreme. There we brought in the macho men. And they break the legs, tie them.
Demon is
wrestling with another demon.
Luka esula ya 10 nemo nyole 15.
Luke 11 verse 15.
Na yaba mune bagamba nti agoba daimoni kubwaze rubabe yo mukuru wa daimoni. 16 na abala ne bamwagaza akabonero akava mu gulu.
Eya baba banga sebu.
And I told him,
so, some is
just a senior demon. That way has been among us.
If
you say you use things of heaven,
give
us the sign of heaven we see.
Luke 11:16. Buli wakabaka wonna bwe bwawukanamu bokana boka buzikirira n'ennyumba bwe yawukanamu n'ennyumba eyo egwa 18 ne setaani bwe yawukanamu yekka ye yekka obwakabaka bwe buliyimirirawo butya kubanga mugamba nti ngoba daimoni kuba Zerubbabeli
olidde bulungi.
You hear well.
Bagamba nti obwakabaka bwa Sitaani bumala okulwanagana.
The kingdom of Satan, if he fights its
buliyimirira butya.
How will it stand?
Namugamba yezi.
He said me.
Ndokubeera siriku bwakabaka bwa Sitaani.
Because I'm not in the kingdom of Satan.
Kubanga ye tutagobesa daimoni.
Did just a demon using a demon.
Ekyamazima wansi agenda kumalizaga.
The truth down in ending to say.
Kitufu abaana bamwe bo baali bagobesa Sitaani.
Children were using a demon, just a demon.
Luke 11:19. Ero banga nzengo ba daimoni kuba Zerubbabeli. Abana bamwe bajigoba kubwani.
He nababuza.
He asked them.
Inze.
Me.
Sitting abana bamwe.
I'm not like a children.
Inze.
I.
Gobesa moyo mutuku.
I just.
Ata abana bamwe.
Pretty your children.
Kubanga yeye alitakuwa na be mirembe.
It connect with people of that age.
Bobe bali bakosha daimoni ngoba daimoni.
A demon just a demon.
Yena abaga kati gomba mugana ngi chintu.
Told him if it what you say I do.
Ngati ata abantu
about your children.
Yena abanyonyola chi ali yako yesha.
He explained to them what he was.
Kwa ukana na bana babo.
To differ from their children.
Luka esura ya 10 nemo nyolo abiri.
Luke 11:20.
Newe mbanga ngobesa daimoni. Engalo ya Bwembanga ngobesa daimoni ngalo ya Katonda. Kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda buba jidde.
Katutufune bulungi matayo. Abayogera ku mwoyo mutukufu.
He speaks of the Holy Spirit.
Mubaleta ngalo ya Katonda.
Not as the finger of God.
Matayo 12.
Matayo sura ya 10 na 2 olunyolwa 28. Naye obanga nze ngoba dayimoni kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda. Kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Katuddeyo ku lwabi omusanvu.
Let's get back to 27.
Matayo sura ya 10 na 2 olunyolwa 28.
Matthew 12:27.
Obanga nze ngoba dayimoni kuba Zerubbaberi. Abaana bamwe bagigoba ku bwani. Kale oba bo bebali basalira omusango.
Naye nti abaana bamwe bajja basalira omusango.
Say your children will condemn you.
Kubanga mulimu abaali bafu era nga nabo baali bagobesa dayimoni.
Those who died and they used to chase a demon.
Abaali baliwo.
And those who existed.
Abaana naye abaana bamwe bajja bajulira nti Yesu.
Children would testify that Jesus.
Iye yali akubisa akola na moyo wa Katonda.
Used the spirit of God.
Fetu wali nga tugobesa dayimoni.
As who chased demons with the demon.
Abaana b'Abayudaaya aba basookawo emirembe.
Of the Jews who lived before.
Era n'abantu kati nga bambala aba bakozesa dayimoni nga bagoba dayimoni.
People now use a demon, chase a demon.
Matayo sura ya 10 na 2 olunyolwa 28.
Matthew 12:28.
Naye obanga nze ngoba dayimoni kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda. Kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Yena ababuulira ekituufu.
He told them the truth.
Ku side ye.
On his side.
Ya kugoba na moyo wa Katonda.
It's just with the spirit of the Lord.
Wabula ku side ya abaana b'abantu b'Abayuda.
Children of the Jews.
Abakozesa dayimoni.
He used a senior demon.
Nga birimu business.
Involved the business.
Ejono ye katemba omu ali mu makanisa g'obulimba.
One of the drama in the false churches.
Emyoyo egy'obubi egirabikira mu madiini.
Those are evil spirits who appear in religion.
Abagamba nti simanyi omutukuvu gondi yakomyeo.
And they say that a saint who died has come back.
Era bw'omuyita agobeemi.
When you call him, he chases demons.
Muna abeera teyakomyeo.
He never come back.
Zibeera mizimu na mizimu na malaika abaako.
Demons and demons, the fallen angels.
Abakola katemba mmosi.
And they make drama on the world.
Okukyamya abantu.
To pervert the men.
Kale emponya ey'endwadde z'abasitaani.
Now healing of sickness of the devils.
Nga bakozesa amafuta ag'ekibi.
And they use the anointing of evil.
Amafuta g'abasitaani.
The anointing of the devils. Ne sitaani
ng'agoba sitaani.
Even Satan chases
demons. Temuba mukuwonyezebwa.
Era temuli mirembe. And there's no peace.
Wabula okomekerezera mu geyena.
But went and end in hell.
Katonda bwali bavunana nabbi w'obulimba.
Korula choose a false prophet.
Ebyamagere by'obulimba.
False miracles.
Nawe yakolerwa ebyo.
Even you they did it for.
Olibeera mu musango.
You will be in that case.
Pozi nga waliwo okwenenya.
Maybe there's repentance.
Kama akuwa ekisa ekyo.
God give you that grace.
Osobola okwenenya.
That you can repent.
Yali afunye ku byamagere by'abanabbi w'obulimba.
They forgot miracles of false prophets. Odemu
osabe ebyamagere biva eri omwoyo wa Katonda.
And presume pray miracles from the spirit of God. Byatuwa obuwa. That he freely gives us without paying.
May
God bless you.
Come
back tomorrow, see sickness of body weakness. The way they are healed. Under the fourth seal, seal of the spirit of power. And the group of angels of power. Angels of chains. Angel of death and hell. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.